It was 1400 years ago. A distorted view of religion prevailed on the Arabian Peninsula. The Arabs were blindly devoted to their traditions. For instance, when a girl child came into the world, they imagined that a great tragedy had happened. They would raise her with contempt. A more widespread practice was to kill a girl child by burying her alive in the sand. This perverted view is revealed in the Quran. When one of them is given the good news of a baby girl, his face darkens and he is furious. He hides away from people because of the evil of the good news he has been given. Should he keep her ignominiously or bury her in the earth? What an evil judgment they make. God revealed the Quran at the time when such ignorant ideas and practices were prevalent. He also announced that the Quran was a guide for mankind in one verse as follows. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book we have sent down to you so that you can bring mankind from the darkness to the light by the permission of their Lord, to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. The Arabs learned and implemented the truths revealed in the Quran and soon established one of the most advanced civilizations in the world. The foundation of this civilization was the Quran, the Book of God. The Quran is the only divine text which has never been corrupted and shows the true way to people now, as it did to those in the past and will do to those in the future. It is an admonition, cure, and mercy from God to those who believe. We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
Believers who can grasp this important reality reflect deeply on every verse of the Quran and spend all of their lives in compliance with it. The answer to any question they seek is provided by the Quran. God reveals this feature of the Quran in a verse. We have brought them a book elucidating everything with knowledge, as guidance and a mercy for people who believe. Every human being is responsible for implementing the stipulations in the Quran. The day when people are questioned about their deeds in the life of this world, they will have to account for whether or not they abided by these stipulations. So hold fast to what has been revealed to you. You are on a straight path. It is certainly a reminder to you and to your people, and you will be questioned. Never forget that living by the Quran is the only way of achieving happiness in this world and salvation in the hereafter.